For almost two decades, aspiring big rig drivers have turned to Roy Hansen's Northern Colorado Truck Driving Academy for their training.
This is a tractor and truck and trailer now. He's parallel parking here. You know, it takes some experience to do this. You can't just wing it.
Increased construction and cleanup from last September's floods have put truck driving jobs in high demand. That's been great for Hansen, but with his 69th birthday coming up, he's starting to focus on retirement and selling his business.
You can only have one broker. It's not like a multiple listing with selling a house. You know, you can't do it that way.
So when he put his school up for sale last week, Hansen went with a so-called business broker.
The broker you choose, you better stick with, and you have a year commitment with them, so you're kind of tied in, if you know what I'm saying.
Roy Hansen isn't alone. More and more baby boomers are starting to sell their small and mid-sized businesses, and that's where these business brokers come into play.
2012 was really good. Last year was pretty good.
Ben Marley is with Colorado-based Mountain States Business Brokers.
This year is starting out even better, so I think we're on an uptrend.
In 2013, the popular online marketplace BizBuySell.com reported a 49% jump in closed transactions. A big part of it has to do with access to capital. Loans were hard to come by right after the Great Recession. And while money may have been available after that, Marley says many would-be buyers and sellers couldn't close a deal unless the business had 3 years of profitable books.
We now have those bad years behind us. Most businesses are recovering, which is making things a lot better. And we're seeing a lot more transactions.
As Roy Hansen's business broker, Ben Marley will advertise his truck driving academy online. And while it's on the unique side, Marley says he sold other niche businesses, from pack and ship stores to one Fort Collins laundromat he sold four times.
Question of what we've sold the most of, maybe, might be restaurants.
Businesses that provide personal services like hair salons, construction, and healthcare services are also in high demand right now.
What typically happens is, you know, these people are not just selling some asset. These business owners, especially if they founded the business, it's like giving up one of their kids for adoption.
Scott Bushke is a board member with the International Business Brokers Association and runs Wisconsin-based Cornerstone Business Services. He says he's starting to see clients who unsuccessfully put their businesses up for sale around the last recession.
And I think that gave everybody a big dose of reality that, you know, it's not always going to be great times. And now when they see this window opening again, that's why we think that 2014 and beyond for the next several years are going to be very good years, because a lot of those people that shoulda, coulda, woulda sold in 2006, 7, and 8 are not going to miss this window again.
The lingering question still remains, will there be enough buyers for all these businesses in the long term? But that's not a problem right now for people like Roy Hansen and his truck driving school.
He's doing his pre-trip inspection here, and he's gotten to this portion of it.
He acknowledges that he's in a niche market, but remains hopeful that there will be interest. Even though he's looking to retire, Hansen says he is prepared to spend however much time it takes to transition a new buyer into this business.
I'm going to give them 3 to 6 months of my expertise. So whoever does buy this will have an idea of what to do and how to do it.
Colorado business broker Ben Marley says it's taken him anywhere from 1 day to 4 years to sell a small business. The average selling time takes about 7 months. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.